Now time for our Atchison County Coaches Insight programs here on CARE Radio. Brandon Tabman, we got ACCHS girls basketball coach Andrew Eckert joining us here. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, couple of games, you know, since we last spoke, and, you know, it's been a grind this season, you know, and, you know, a tough start, and we're trying to get things going here. But the Sabetha game Friday, you know, Blue Jays still got the win, but you had your best offensive output, best defensive output of the season. So at least through the first couple of weeks, trying to just see some growth with this young team stepping on the court for the first time.
Yeah, that's 100% right. We got girls that, again, stepping on the court for the first time for varsity, and getting them to understand, like, we got to be aggressive. We got to be a threat on offense. Stepping on as a freshman, and if you're not quite ready, it is intimidating to think that you have to be a scorer, you have to be a shooter at least. So we're finally starting to see some girls get a little more comfortable in shooting the ball. And then defensively, we're just getting a little more confident on that end. I think we're doing a better job of communicating and knowing where we're supposed to be. And biggest thing I think we've had to do with them is, like, get them to understand you have to do your job and not try to do other people's, because then it just messes up rotations and everything. So just making sure they realize they have to do their job and their teammates will do theirs. So we're getting a lot better.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys get Valley Falls here to close out the 25 portion of the schedule on Friday. You know, a team that is kind of looking to build some things up as well. They're trying to get things going here before they get to the holiday break. You know, your initial thoughts on this final game in 2025 when you take on Valley Falls on Friday?
Valley Falls, they're kind of a young team as well, but they've had a whole year of varsity under their belt now. And they've kind of had a brutal schedule as well, so playing some really good teams on their end. So, we're just hopefully it'll be a competitive game back and forth. You know, hopefully we make, you know, just at least one more shot than they do to win, but biggest thing is to see some growth on this last game before we get a little break.
Yeah, you're looking to see a little bit of growth and maybe looking ahead just a touch. You know, when I ask coaches about what they're trying to look on and look to improve upon in terms of the extra practice time for the holiday break, and, you know, a lot of it is, you know, we're just trying to focus on ourselves, you know, improve. Do you have anything specific that you're really trying to hone in on over the holiday break when you get that extra practice time? What are you really trying to improve upon here when we get after that Valley Falls game and get a couple of weeks off?
Continue building our confidence on the offensive end, because, you know, it's hard when, you know, those first couple games we're not able to really score very much. Trying to get them to understand that we can score, but we just have to have the confidence to score when you have the chance. So, the biggest thing with those first couple practices will be continue working on our scoring, helping the girls get into positions that they can score from. So, I think that's the biggest thing for us, just work on the offensive end mainly.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, of course, Christmas right around the corner. Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition, whether it's something with the family, something you do every year? Is there a tradition among Christmas time that you enjoy a lot, you know, at this time of the year?
I don't know if we have any traditions we do every year, but I always enjoy spending Christmas break with my two boys, getting to relax a little bit, watch some football and basketball on our days off. And I guess it's going to be starting a tradition. We seem to be putting together a lot of Lego sets recently. So,
okay.
That'll maybe the new tradition for me and my son. So
yeah, the Legos I remember growing up, you know, they were a lot more simple, you know, than what they are now. Now it seems like it's a 3-day process if you get a legit Lego set. So yeah, it'll certainly keep you busy, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it'll take a couple days for some of those. So.
Yeah, for sure. That's Andrew Eckert, Atchison County girls basketball coach, joining us. We always appreciate the time. They got one more game coming up on Friday against Valley Falls before they hit that couple weeks off for the holiday break. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Thank you, Brandon. Merry Christmas.